Okay. Gimel and Beis. The Gemara has the Machlekes, Rav Yenas, son of Yeshia. The halach is that for a basin of gazelles for chavolos, we need three mumchim. What's the makor of three mumchim? That's the Machlekes, Rav Yeshia, Rav Yenasan. Machlekes is whether it's because the Torah repeats Elohim three times, or whether it's because the Torah says Elohim twice. Is it because the Torah says Elohim three times, it's Rabbi Yeshia? And Rabbi Yenison says, no, the first time is there because that's the way the parsha has to begin. Ad Elohim Yavod Dvar Shneim. And then it has it twice. Now once it has it twice, so I know I need two Dayanim, but I have a rule of Ein Beis and Shokol, that I can't have a Beis Din, an even numbered Beis Din. So therefore I have to add on a third to be able to have a Beis Din Noita. Beis Din will give me a decision, a position. Alright, that's the Machlekes. Everybody says that we should darshan the repetition of Elohim. The Machlekes is Elohim repeated three times, or is it repeated only twice? Repeat is not the right word. Is it stated three times unnecessarily, or is it stated twice unnecessarily? That's the Machlekes. So the Gemara explains the Machlekes and how to understand whether the usage of the word Elohim is remarkable enough to require that Chazal should make a drasha. Fine. Then the Gemara goes on to say, but isn't Rabbi Yonasan correct that all you need to do is state Elohim twice? And once you state Elohim twice, we have a halacha, Ein Beis Din Shokol. So that's where Rabbi Yeshia takes issue with Rabbi Yonasan. And Rabbi Yeshia says, exactly what does Rabbi Yeshia say? So let's look at the Gemara carefully. Maybe this is Pashtus, not it'll be an important Torah. That the Gemara says that there is a Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, who says that when it comes to a Beis Din of 71, you really only need 70, not 71. Gemara says that the Sova Lakir of Yehuda, right on top of the asterisk, the Omar Shivim, did not, the Henry Gdela, Yisrael Shivim, the Echad, maybe the Omar Shivim. So we have a Machlekes Tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Tanakama, if this, the highest court is 70 or 71. If it's 70, so then that means that we can have a Beis Din Shokol. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Beis Din for Smicha Zikainim and Egla Rufa has to be 5. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds ain't Beis Din Shokol. So the Gemara concludes the Elum. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshia Adifa Nid Rabbi Yehuda. Dila Rabbi Yehuda B'san Rigdolo Hu De Les Lay. Ho B'shar B'dina Is Lay. Rabbi Yeshia B'shar B'dina Nami Les Lay. So let's look at this line, because this should be the key to understanding Rabbi Yeshia. Rabbi Yehuda says that in the highest court, in the court of 70, so the Torah says v'mfurush that you're allowed to have 70. Yes, l'shem zakenim. He doesn't include Moshe Rabbeinu as a member of the Beis Din per se. So he has a Beis Din of 70. But that's what the Torah said, that you're allowed to have a Beis Din shokel. Hod b'shar Beis Dina. But any other Beis Din, Islay, we have the rule of ein Beis Din shokel. What about Rabbi Yeshia? That's where Rabbi Yehuda will require an uneven Beis Din, an odd-numbered Beis Din for Smichas Zekein and Fingler Rufa, and presumably he'll require, an odd-numbered Beis Din, I shouldn't say, he'll require at least a Beis Din of 3 for Gzeles V'Chavoles. Rabbi Yeshia, apparently, what does he hold? So the Gemara's Lashon is, Adifa Mir Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi's Lashon is, Chizek, Rabbi Yeshia, Chizek is the Bar of Yosef. What does it mean, Chizek is the Bar of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? So the Chara, I thought that the Pshat over here is that whereas Rabbi Yehuda himself saw Shivim Zekenim as an exception to the rule, Rabbi Yeshia learned that Shivim Zekenim establishes the rule. And that Lashon, Adifalei, it's even better than Rabbi Yehuda. So I get it. I understand that somebody could say, no, Rabbi Yeshia learned it from the number from Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. I don't think it's accurate. Because the Gemara is asking Akasha on Chumash. The Gemara is saying, why did the Rabbanu have to put, according to you, Rabbi Yeshia, why did the Rabbanu have to put Elohim three times? You're the one that says Elohim is remarkable the very first time, because why is it remarkable? Because it doesn't say V'nikra L'Shoifet. It says Elohim. So why did the Rabbanu need to do that? Let the Rabbanu write Elohim twice. And I would know, in Beis and Shokel. So now the Gemara is saying, because Adifa, he holds Rabbi Yehuda Shita even stronger than Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean you hold it stronger than Rabbi Yehuda? So I thought the Pshat is, according to Rashi, that it's not just an observation, hey, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshia holds Rabbi Yehuda even more than Rabbi Yehuda. No, it means that that's the Makor. That whereas Rabbi Yehuda's Makor is very strong, Rabbi Yehuda holds Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times. The first time is necessary for the flow of the Sukkim. The next two times are required to tell us we need a basin of two. And then I have the din of Acharav Lahatai, so I must be able to have a row, so I need three. Rabbi Yoisha apparently holds that there's a flaw in the logic there. What's the flaw in the logic? What's missing? Apparently Rabbi Yoisha says that once the Torah is Kaveya, that the Supreme Court can be 70, so that means any basin can be available. There is no such thing of Ein Basin Shoko. That's what it means, Chizek. So if the Torah wants me to have a basin of Sholosh, so then the Torah will spell out Elohim, Elohim, Elohim three times, and I can't use the word, I can't use the phrase. There is a basin Shokan Alocha. And the Achronim point out that this would be a Machlaikis Ladina. We shouldn't point out. The Ramah points out a Machlaikis Ladina. What's the machlekes? That according to Rabbi Yoshi, I could have a basin of 4, 6, 8, 10, whatever. And according to Yenison, no, not at all. Everybody holds I can add on Dayanim. Rabbi Yenison said I have to add on, I must always have an odd numbered basin. And Rabbi Yoshi, the Achronim point out, says I can have an even numbered. I can have 10. At this point in the Gemara is holding another Chiddush. The Gemara is assuming right now that if I don't require a Bezen Shokel, that if I don't require Ein Bezen Shokel, if I don't require Ein Bezen Shokel, then it means I require a consensus. Right? Because the Gemara goes on to say, how do I know that everybody holds Achrei Rabbim Lahatos? So Rashi says, the loy kirab yeshia, di kirab yeshia came in the shlishi mikroy olif, the lab mishum noite tzorshi, the dash flushin shove. That if you'll tell me that I don't hold the vein bays and shock, if you'll tell me that I'm allowed to have an even numbers of dayanim, right? So that means that I have to have consensus. So this the Gemara rejects. This the Gemara says, even Rav Yeshia will accept that we go Basiroi, Acharav Lahatos. Right? But again, so what do we have so far? Rav Yonason says that I have Ein Bezen Shokel. Therefore, I need to have a Bezen of three. Right? Elohim, Elohim twice, Ein Bezen Shokel. Rav Yoshia holds that, and this is what I'm suggesting, that Hayois, that the Torah said the Supreme Court can be a basin of 70. There is no rule of Ein Basin Shokel. Memela, the Torah has to spell out, how many Dayanim do you want? Elohim, 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 I want three. So that's the Machlaikis, whether Basin Shokel, and that's what Achim Barat Ladina. Alright? Everybody's going to hold you go about Sirvay. Alright, now before we go weiter, thank you very much. Before we go weiter, in Rabbi Yeshia, the Din of Roy, so let's think about Rabbi Yenison for a moment. When Rabbi Yenison says his Din, that I really have a basin of two, but ain't basin shokel, I have Elohim Elohim. So I think the Rishonim say Rab Yonason in two different ways. Let's look at the Rambam Perush Mishnayos. At the very end of the first Pirush Mishnah is the Rambam. One of the things we have to get, I think, that makes the Medrash is the Tapach version, no? Do you have it?
Yeah. I
probably
ordered it.
Okay, good. No. You don't have to get it now. No. I mean, some of you could die. Yeah. No, I don't need it now. I'm just saying we should.
You want the Tapach
section? No, I don't need it. I thought we don't have it. We have it?
We have it.
You do? Oh, good. Okay. So the Rambam said towards the end of the first portion of Mishnayos. The Rambam writes, "Ve'ein Elohim pachis Mishnayim." Right? Elad varim v'shleisha nashim u'shamam rachman abedinim amenas ad alimim v'darshneim. Ve'ein Elohim pachis Mishnayim. This is a little bit of a different. He quotes the Gemara later on. Elohim by itself means two. We have a rule that yonim have to be an odd number. It's sonilomar shelo yu zugin. It should not be an even number. Kedei shem nofel beinayim achlekes badin minadinim, badin minadinim. Because if it'll be a machlekes, al kolponim tzarach shiruba maskimim al das achas. So you have to have a robe, a majority, by miyot al chilufoy. Menel chacher roib kimloi shetzivsa terem azeh shenemar achrei vavel hatis ulefichach lo yeh bezen pachas mishloisha. The Rambam has this lashon umeikar in the tapach to klal godol yesh biyadeno. That's the nusach of ours is umeikar the tanu. The nusach in the tapach is klal godol yesh biyadeno. So, how is the Rambam shot in the Gemara? The Rambam understands that the Torah says, according to Yonasan, Elohim, Elohim, but uklal godol yesh biyadeinu, that I have to have three. Right?
So the ikra then two would be good, but he's saying that the hakhila, I mean, you should have three. But
right.
If you had two, and if possible, that would still be a...
All right. In other words, the way the Rambam phrases it is the same way that the Meiri phrases it. The MS, the Torah says Elohim Elohim, but I have an overarching principle. I need to have an odd number in order to be able to get to a hachra. The Yad Ramos is a little bit of a different lashon. The Yad Ramos lashon is that once the Torah says two, it means three. The principle of Ein Bezen Shoko, that is like parshanut. It's built in that two is three, four is five, six is seven. What's the difference? The difference of what Chanan was saying. There are two ways you can look at the halacha of Rav Yenison. Is Rav Yenison saying that the Torah says you have to have a basin of three, or is the Torah saying that really you require a basin of, put it this way, when the Torah says you require a basin of three, is that because the Torah wants three dayanim to work on the din Torah, or is that because the Torah wants to be able to flush out a position of two? Is the number three to be mevarer a position of two, or is it number three because that's what the basin is supposed to be? So if you say like the Rambam is saying that the way that the Gemara presents Rav Yonasan, the way that the Torah expresses the number three, it expresses number three through the overarching din of Ein Bezen Shokel. So that means what the Torah is really saying is, you need to have the das of two people. Oh, if you have, but how are you going to get two? If you have two, you may get one versus one. The only way you'll be sure to get two, if you only be able to sit down and be sure to get two, is have three. And the way the Yad Ramos says, no, it's not that the Torah wants us to understand that there should be a psak din of two. No. The Torah wants to establish a basin has to be three. So how does the Torah phrase it? The Torah has a code. The code is two, three. Four means five. Right? In order to give us the din of Ein Bezen Shoko, so that's how the Torah expresses itself. So what would the nafka mean to be?
If you went to two, whether or not that would be a plot. Going back to the force of the
unanimous. What if you had two that had to be
unanimous? Well, Sister Margolis Yom points out. Margolis Yom says he has a machlokes with the Sefer Henry Ketana. I don't know if we bought this Henry Ketana. So Henry Ketana is was that? so no, that's my response. I bought the acronym on Sanhedrin. So
it's out now. It's already
far. Oh, good. So the good.
Be back after
we finish. I should have bought the Henry Gedola. Now stick around. So Sanhedrin, my Gosi Yom says the following. He says that the Sanhedrin Ketana says that exactly what Rav Chanan was saying. If two dayanim sit down, b'di'ovah they do sit down, and they come to a consensus. So is the p'sak din a good p'sak din? So the Sanhedrin Tana says, yeah, he thinks so. And the Margolis Yom says, absolutely not. That's not what the Torah had in mind. So this is the Nekudas HaMachlekes L'chayra. L'chayra, what they're arguing about is really Machlekes Yad Ramah Ramah Meiri. How do you understand the Gemara? How do you understand Rabbi Yenison? Is the Gemara saying that this is a Parshanut? It's the way that we're supposed to understand the Torah. But the Torah wants three. That's the Yad Ramah. Or is the Torah saying that in order to be sure you'll get a position of two, you have to have three? But let's say you luck out with the Yava and there's a consensus of two, give me a good psak. So the Margolis Yom thinks that the Sanhedrin is very wrong. He attacks the position. And his Zariah is, from the Gemara later on, that's a very essential Gemara in understanding this whole sugya, and that is that in the situation where you have a basin of three, and it's two against one, and of course they never publish, it's also to publish who held what, right? The Halach Rochel Megal asserting, which you can never say that it was like the Supreme Court in America is supposed to, is Megal exactly who said what, but in a Din Torah, so you never Megal who said what. Let's say they paskin, it was two against one, only the Dayanim knows two against one, and then the loser proves to his Dayanim that they were Toa Bidvar Mishnah, they made a terrible mistake in reading a text, right? So then the Dayanim have to now come to, and the winner has taken off, or he's lost all his money, so the winner can no longer pay. So now the Dayanim become responsible to pay the loser. So the halacha is that three Dayanim, each one is chayav for a third. I have three, the halacha is, I have three Dayanim, each one is chayav for a third. The loser will only get two out of three. He'll only get two thirds. Why? Because the two Dayanim who made a mistake, they gotta pay. The third Dayan, who didn't make a mistake, says, I'm an onus. Right? Mahava lila mebad. What could I have done? I was trying it, I was telling you guys it's a befavorish, I was reading it to you, we worked on it, so what more can I do? I spent time, we discussed it, we talked, you weren't makabel. Alright, so that's the din. The din is you go bust it right. But why should I, but I'm not a mazik now. Alright, so later on we'll discuss compensation. I don't get involved in that issue right now. That'll be a separate shir, a separate sugya. We'll discuss malpractice, compensation, b'chulei. But says the Margolis Yom, the fact that it's divided three ways means it's a psak of three people. It's not a psak of two. And that third guy was just there in order to flush out the position of two. Because then the third guy should say that, I'm command the less of me. I wouldn't have shown up today. I wouldn't have come to work today, so you would have had your consensus, right? You would have passed in that way. So if the third person is only, this is the Margolis's argument against the Sanhedrin Ketana, how can I prove the Sanhedrin Ketana that he's wrong, that a basin has to be a basin of three? So he says, because the very fact that the three Dayanim are, that the compensation is divided into three equal parts, means that we don't say that the third guy was there to be a Rama Machshir. The third guy was there to be a fundamental part of the Beis Din. The Psak is his Psak as well. The only reason he's fought is because he's an Onus. He says, Yerushalmi says that Alfie have to sign. He didn't think it's such a good Raya. Alfie have to sign because they often take responsibility for the Psak Din. Have to sign, otherwise, Halach Rochel Megal Asoid, and if they don't sign. That's the Machlekes. Linnea's Daiti, this Machlekes, is really a machlekes and chat in the Gemara. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So, asking that raya, you can even take the Sanhedrin Ketana even one step further, and you could say it's Kohavdil similar to the Senate. You basically have two judges, and the third one is there to vote in case of a tie. Just like you have, 100 senators and the vice president there in case of a tie. So, that raya proves even stronger against that, because if that were the case, that it was really two judges and the third one was there in case of tie, then it would be half-half.
Yeah.
And
if you look at the Lashon HaRambam, though, The Lashon Rambam sounds exactly the way you're saying it. Right? Then they say, and every you have to have a third person because maybe you'll get stuck and you're not going to be able to come to Achara. You have to have an odd numbered person. How can you sit down without an odd numbered person there? That sounds exactly the way you're saying it.
But I don't understand what Rambam is saying. Who the dissenting opinion is arbitrary. So you can't say, it would have been a good din without me.
Yeah.
You needed all three. Because had it not been for one of the guys who agreed, had it not been the two wrong guys who were, had it not been for one of the two wrong guys, then you would have split base then. You wouldn't have been able to accomplish anything.
No, the two wrong guys were
both
said no, and this guy says yes.
Right, so and
those two would have been
speaking of third guy. No, I think third guy is arbitrary.
What he's trying to say no is he's saying that without the third guy, he wouldn't have had a bed. So he can come and try and scream that I tried my best. But the bottom line is, had you not shown up, this stock would have been, would not have
been. Right. No, that's so you're arguing whether it's right. No. Hold you. Make a fine distinction over here. You're discussing whether it's the halacha is correct that we should tater the third person.
I'm not
getting involved in that. I don't discuss.
I'm not questioning the halacha. Let's get straight.
I don't know.
What I'm saying is
too close to Yom Kippur, right?
but
the Margolius Hayom's the Margolius Hayom, his rise is only from the fact that the compensation is split three ways.
Correct.
Go ahead.
So his position is that it's based three ways. Therefore, you must have each one being a diet.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the bottom line is that although the issue of two out of three having to pay.
Yeah.
The third guy didn't show up.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have a vendor.
Right. Okay.
So therefore, he's
okay.
Got responsibility. So
okay.
I don't know if that's necessarily
an okay. Problem. And that's what you were saying. The thing is arbitrary.
Right.
When you sit down to convene, you can't. Yeah.
And
economic. The cash is good cash. But I think that the reading of the Rishonim is more compelling. Go ahead.
I would formulate a question because if he says any Yodea.
Yeah.
Right. Then he passes the whole din. Right,
they have to add another after most of the person,
so
but until they're most
of get out of this.
Yeah.
Argument, and if any O'Day could have shoved all the whole din.
In other words, that's a two-edged kasha. Kasha number one is really part of the basin. Kasha number two is why should we pot them up? But he might have a little there, but you could have said any O'Day.
Yeah.
But the only truth, and the only thing I'm not sure that's correct, though. Because I'll
forget. To do that.
Yeah. Well, okay, he has to be honest.
He knows that he can prevent the problem, but.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure you have to follow the rules, though. Right? You can't protect yourself from possible compensation. You have to follow the rules of the psalm. But the first star, I think, is correct. That could show that the fact that he's not in Yedeya means he is part of the process. Right?
Another nafkamina would be for the Masa B'Matha.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be involved in the Masa B'Matha.
That's what you think about the center. Right. According to Kitano, so he can stand on the sidelines. He can learn. Right. He can stand. I'll do that for you. You guys, now, if you need me, call on me. Right. If you need, right. So they tell about the Pinsker Rav, the Beis Aaron. So in the introduction, the Beis Aaron, his son writes that his father is such an unbelievable guy that when Dinatera came to him, so he would each would present his case. Then, after they presented his case, he would start learning, just finish Masmid. And suddenly he's able to learn at the same time. And they argue. And then, I guess, when they finished arguing, he stopped learning, and then he gave them sack.
Don't tell Shlomo that.
I'll never send the client to Pinsk.
It's down the Masmid. The Masmid's only between the two. And
yeah.
He's only there to prevent the problem with the
Masa Mata. Right. So theoretically, you could have, correct? Right? You know, that Nafkamina. Would that be a valid Masa Mata if one guy is, right? That's the entire discussion. Yeah, yeah.
The dissenter is a car of a puzzle.
Was that?
If the dissenter is a car of a puzzle.
Dun, dun, dun. That I don't know, because we're going to learn later on, it's the Shas Yeshiva. At the end of the Amma talk, so that could be that it's B'Shas Kravel Adina that's determined. That might right. Lachar, that'd be hard to say. All right, Alan, go ahead.
The way I thought we were reading the Yadama, that it's kind of code, that two means two.
Yeah.
And that what it really means is that we need to hear a we can hear the opinions of two. They can bear this
down. No. I mean, that means we need all three.
We need all three, because we need at least two to say...
No, that's the Meiri and the Rambam. The Yadramos and the Rambam. It's like a code. The code means the Torah says two, but the Torah means three. Why did the Torah speak in a code? Because the Torah wants to know the din. What's the din of Ein Beis and Shokel?
What about
23? What was the second? Alan, go ahead.
No, so I was thinking...
I just switched the names on you.
I was thinking then that 4 would really mean 7.
1 and 5?
Because
he's an actuary, you gotta...
You need at least four to...
So that's the Gemara later on that talks about whether the number means Shigom or Din Aydei. No, always think of your Ein Beis and Shokel. You have four, you can't have zugos. You can't have an even numbered Beis Din. So four means five.
Two is the code to three.
That means that it can't be an even number. It doesn't mean that you need two apostles. And
the code
doesn't apply to Chav Gimel, then. Right? The code applies to everything. There's one code. That's the Lashon of the Yad Ramah, Dibra Maschil V'I Boilan. The lashon of is v'chi'iko le'nishmat losa av minyana de dayana le sheminan elo mehanaf to letzrich legufi. Only the number only comes from those that are not required for the actual text. We don't need the second two Elohims. V'chi'iko le'nishmat losa mishum de ein osin bezen shako. So the lashon is v'chi'iko l'nishma t'losa, and the way that it teaches me three is because ain mishum ain oisin beis and shakel. See, I'm not 100% sure the diuk is so impressive in the. I think it's correct. In the Rambam, I think it's clear.
It's stronger.
The other way around, right. And there is from here to learn three, Mishum Deinais and Beis and Shokel. Whereas the Rambam says, and the Rambam thing is clearer, that the Rambam says that you need to have a third person so to make Achra. Over here it says, V'chi'ikul and Mishma, and in order to teach us three, Mishum Deinais and Beis and Shokel. So it sounds like that's part of the way to read the Pasuk. So the chayre that halachah lemaisa think we would the sign of sight means that they one there's one sloppy person has a sign, or it means he has nothing responsibility for it. Halachah lemaisa, I think there would not be a psak then. I think we pass from Margol to Yom, but apparently the Sanhedrin Katana would say no, that's acceptable psak then. Yeah, one wouldn't sign, and therefore the other two held that it was. But the bottom line is that the other two hold that it was a binding sock. See that, by the way, that we do have in the Shtar Beirin. In the Shtar Beirin, we do write that it works with Rove. I don't think the signing is koveya, but what Shlomo is saying is that one said I'm not part of this situation.
Doesn't that dissolve the basin?
That's saying it could be that in this case it dissolved the basin, yeah.
What do we hold according to Rav Yoshe? What would he hold? Add one and one. One said one, then they bring in a third?
No.
He said there's two's enough, right?
No, Yeshu is the one that says you dash in all three. Yeshu is the one that says that you dash in two and you add on a third.
Okay. So what does it say in this case? If you have two, why can't they just call a third person? The third person says, "I don't want to sign." So why can't they just say, "Okay, you don't"?
Then Echanami, that could be the din. If what if he's saying in the idea?
No, it doesn't say in the idea because I know what the sock is totally wrong. And I'm not going to sign. I mean that. That might be a...
I don't know. Allah Almighty said it. I don't know. I would assume that if he's removing himself from the Beis Din, that's tantamount to any idea. And the other two could bring in a third, but then they have to rehear the whole case.
Right, so but that wouldn't be a not communicating between the Yad Ramah and the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, really the two were okay.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could bring in a third. According to the Yad Ramah, you need a whole now new Beis Din.
The question might be whether when you're Moisif, he has to right. This is what Simon was saying before. Masumata could have to do with Kabbalat Eidos and things like that. There's a Kabbalat Eidos.
So you can't go to the third person and say,
right.
"What do you think the sock is? Here's what the case was."
He right. Then you have to set right.
In this case, the Beis said this is up sock. The Beis said
the two Dayanim said. Yeah, they said that's up sock.
So
there's
only two.
I would assume that they held that not signing was not. It was just
in.
Right. Okay, but I don't want to get too much halacha lemaisa, because I have to look inside again. Let's make one more ha'or over here, coming back to Rabbi Yoshia. All right? So, Rabbi Yoshia says that... Rabbi Yoshia says that even though I need to have a basin of three, and my basin of three is because of Elohim, 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 and Ein Beis and Shokel is not going to be part of the way that I arrive at my number three. Nevertheless, I have a pasuk, I have a kavah chomer, acharam lahatos, right? The Torah says that acharam lahatos, and Rabbi Yoshia says that primarily is applying to din nefashos, and the kavah chomer applies to din mamonos, right? That's Rabbi Yoshia's conclusion. So now Tosfos says, the famous Tosfos, Bothim Bava Kama. So we just started this week, and maybe we'll do it deeper next week. Tosfos raised the question that Ein Holch Mamon Achar Roiv Shmuel. These are all Tanoim. So all the Tanoim apparently are accepting the idea that we go Baser Roiv in the Beis Din of Mamon is in Gzilas Chavolis. We'll go Baser Roiv. Rabbi Yenison holds it so strongly that going Baser Roiv becomes part of the definitive makeup of a Beis Din. Rabbi Yeshia holds that going Baser Roiv doesn't make up a Beis Din. But going Baser Roiv is required at arriving the Psak. One could form it in the Maisa, they come to a conclusion, Rabbi Yehudah holds that Roiv is part of the Beis Din, and Rabbi Yehudah holds Roiv is part of the Psika, the way that we arrive at a position. But everybody holds that we go Baser Roiv. Shmuel says, in Holchen B'mama in Achara Roiv, famous case, in Baba Kama, that a person goes into the store and buys a shor, and and he comes back 2 days later and says that the shor can't pull a plow. How can you send me such a shor? He says, "What do you mean? The shor l'shchita. Everybody buys shvarim. Right? People buy shvarim l'shchita, not shor l'raja. You want to buy a working shor? You got to tell me. Otherwise, I'm going to sell you a shor that is good meat. It's not a treifa." It'll last 12 months to leave it alone, but it's not going to schlep wagons for you. So the question is, the Gemara says, Shmuel, you shouldn't paskin this way, because by paskining that the rov determines the das of the kone, you're saying that we're going bosar roiv, and Shmuel you hold it, and hocham amarachar roiv. Right, Shmuel's the one that says that I'm moitzim mechaver all of a raya, and one of the halachas included in I'm moitzim mechaver all of a raya is I need a raya, not a roiv. I need a raya brewer, I need Aiden. I can't just say, well, since I'll be roiv, people sell shvarim l'shchita, so therefore we're going to be moitzim mamon, and you're going to have to pay for this shor. So Tosfos says, why, if I walk into a Beis Din, and the Beis Din paskins two against one, and they're going to be Moitzi Mamon, how are they being Moitzi Mamon? They're being Moitzi Mamon because Roiv, they let them hold that they owe money.
No.
And Halacha Mamon
Achar Roiv. But that's not what's happening.
Why not?
Because that one stroke say, then it becomes a bezin possible.
Oh. So step by step. So that's, so the emes is that that's what the Tesis of Bava Kama. Tesis of Bava Kama says that when it comes to a bezin, that the roiv is mevatel the miyat. It's kmiyat is kmishenai. There is no meat, there is no dissenting view. Right? That's what this dying paskin. He doesn't have to bother signing. Because he's kmishenai, doesn't even exist. Right? But what does our Tesis say? Our Tesis says, towards the end, V'tzorach loyma derubo leradya zavnei loy choshev ki hanach, I flipped it by the way, it's rubo leradya. That rubo leradya zavnei loy choshev ki hanach rubo hilchach loy simchin nahach rubo v'dini mominus. He says, Roiv shvarim are sold leradya for working. That's not a roiv choshev. This roiv, that two out of three, that's a roiv choshev. Right? 70% of Shvarim are sold to Raja, not a Roiv Choshev. To what Hudayim is a Roiv Choshev. So next week we'll discuss, Mr. Shem, there's a lot of different suggestions. What's Pshat and Roiv Choshev? Shem Shmeitzer, Shem Shkop, and the Kudus Asekis and the Bach. But let's just finish up now that. Why not next week? That's good. I thought it's good for Ishana Rabba. For later Shana Rabba.
We're going to have
Myra
is going to be at 9:30.
Then we have just to finish up the three sheetahs in Roiv. So.
Yeah, so 9:30 we'll have Myra.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, but let's just finish up this Nakuda over here. So the question is, you could learn the Gemara, the Tosfos of Bava Kama says that Roiv of Bezin is different because the meat is Kamisha Einai. So it could be that that's what Tesis is saying over here. It could be the Tesis is saying that the Roiv, over here, the Roiv is a Roiv Choshev because it obliterates the significance of the meat. When it comes to Raja, you still have, at the end of the day, you still have 30% of all Shvarim are sold for one way, it's the other way. When it comes to a Beis Din, then the dissenting view is doesn't have any significance. The Emes says that begs the question. That's what I think Rav Chanan Wasserman, I think. Maybe not somebody else asked the famous Kasha, that when it comes to Chosh and Mishpat, a litigant is allowed to say Kimli. A litigant is allowed to say, I know that this is what the Shach says. So the Dayanim could say, but the Smon, and the Tumim, and the Taz, they say, and they're the Roiv. But I could say, I know, this is the Shach. It's Kimli, so I want to go to the Shach. So in Chesh and Mishpat, a litigant is allowed to say Kimli. So one of the Achreinim says, why can't, if it's a two against one, why can't the litigant say Kimli? one of these three Dayanim, I hold a good Dayan. Right? So it almost begs the question, what do you mean Kimishena? Why should it be? Well, it is Kimishena. I'm not going to let him say Kimli. But why should it be? So again, so the first thing is that this Taisus could be the same as that Taisus. It could be saying that when does Shmuel say in Hochma Menachem Roiv, where the Miyot loses its significance, that's part of the din of a Beis Din. And when do we say in Hochma Menachem Roiv is when the miyot is unimpacted by the fact that there's a roiv. Mashenikain, part of the process of bezin is to make the miyot insignificant. That could be shot in Tesis. Or it could be, as many Achronim say, not the two separate Tesisim. Two separate Tesisim. This is talking about Rubel or Radia. It's a different kind of a roiv, the famous Shev Shmaitza, that this is a roiv of behaviors. A Rebbe Menhogus, all of them is different. Then many Achronim have different ways of looking at this particular Roiv. So in fact, according to many Achronim, it's two separate Taisvus. This Taisvus is saying that there are different ways of looking at Roiv. That Taisvus and Bava Kama is saying, Bezin is Bechlau. Roiv and Bezin functions differently. So again, just to finish up, so if we say that if we finish off, we're making a few important horrors about Roiv. The first important horror we made is that Rabbi Yeshia learns from Rabbi Yehuda that the Torah allows a Beis Din Shokel, right? That's his makor. The next Torah that we made is that when Rabbi Yenison says that the Torah says, Achrei Rabbim Lahatos, they can't have a Bezim Shokol. So there are two ways to understand Rabbi Yenison. Either that the Roiv is a strategy to get at the Miut. No, sorry, the Roiv is, no, the number three is a strategy to get a Roiv. Or we could say, no, I need a Bezim of three. And a Bezim Shokol is a code to teach the number three. But the very Tanakh Kaminas. How is the Torah using Roiv over here? But now we're saying, forget about the number. Everybody holds that the Bezin works by the process of Roiv. That's how the Pesach is going to be achieved. So now we say, and Ad Kedei Kach, the Gemara says, Roiv is going to start with Dinei Nefashim and end up with Dinei Momenes. So, but Shmuel says, Ein Hocham Momen Acher Roiv, you can't be Moitzi Momen based on a Roiv. Roiv is good for Nefashim. You can't be Moitzi Momen based on how we Moitzi every Bezin where there's a dissenting view. It's going to be Moitzi Momen based on a Roiv. So either we're going to have to say it's a Roiv Choshev and we'll have to learn Pshat, three or four different Shitas of what a Choshev is. Or we're going to have to say that that Tosha says that Bezin is Bechlal different. That the process of Bezin is that the Mid is Kamishen. That's what Rav Chaim used to point out Rav Chaim and Stenzel, that there are really two Roivs in Beis Din. The two Roivs is used twice in Beis Din. Once Roiv is used in terms of being the Varer, the MS, and then Roiv is used in establishing the Shita of Beis Din. So Chaim in the Stenzel of Bavakamach of Zayin. What does he mean? So the Kitzuri means that when the Beis Din is sitting in the three Rabbanim figuring out the Psak Din, so they know that they're going to argue, and if there's no consensus, then two is going to be rival to Mavarer to the best of their ability with the emphasis. Once they announce their psak, except for in this basin, so then it's going to be the position of all three. It's going to become their position, like the Megillas Yom said, it's the position of the basin. So Rav Chaim said there are two roivs. There's a roiv that's being Mavarer, and there's another din of Rubik Kekulai, two separate halachas. Beis Din teaches us a roiv and two halachas of roiv. Roiv is mevarer and Rubik Kekulai. So Anias Daiti, that could be, if we're going to argue that the two taisin are different taisin, it could be because the two sugyas are different sugyas. It could be that that Tosha is asking two kashas. How could Shmuel say that Hoyochin v'momoin achar haroiv, ein hoch momoin achar roiv, doesn't every Beis Din work with roiv? So our Gemara, our Tosha is bothered by the basic question. Yeah, every Beis Din works with roiv to be mevarer the halacha. So that's what I discussed the last hour. How you mevarer the emes, go bus a roiv. So if you're using Roy to Mavar the MS, why can't you use Roy to Mavar the MS in Momenus? Bechlau. So Tosha says there are different kinds of Roy. It's a big kasha. What do you mean different kinds of Roy? There is one pasuk. Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. So how can we be Machadish with different kinds of Roy? That'll be for next week. But the Tosha in Bava Kama is saying that Beis Din teaches a different kind of Roy. Ruba Kekuloi. That once they have two, that's the sheet of the entire Beis Din. The tastes really go together. Roiv is used in two ways. Therefore, I have to show that both kinds of roivs are different, and you have to put two tastes together in order to give a complete answer to the kasha. Glenn.
The concept of the center is Kamishaino is inconsistent with the halakha we learned that comes later in the Gemara that the center is part of the thing. Either if it's like that becomes the stock of the Beis Din, then either the Beis Din has some entity apart from the three judges
have
to pay, or the three should have to pay, or the two should split them.
Right. That's exactly that reason. If you follow through with the Chaim Zahara, it's very pretty. That when Tosha says Kamisha Einai, he means Ruach Kekulai. It becomes he's Misha'ena because he gets swallowed up and identified by the Pesach of everybody else. Not that he's Misha'ena, he's an Eni Eidea. That is as if I only have two. Not like we're saying the Sanhedrin Tana says. No, it's Misha'ena, meaning that I have consensus now. So again, I'd rather have a different night because it could be just a din of honest. The question of why are they paying to begin with? Are they paying because they're mazikim? Why are they paying? What do they do over here? They made a decision, so they gazlanim. So that's just to get back to that issue. So if they're paying because they're mazikim, this guy's not a mazik. He was forced, right, to be a mazik. So he'll tell me no. He could have. He didn't have to get involved in the debate. No, it's well discussed that.
Yeah, I would say, similar to the crime, I would have said that the both here are two different things. One's a quantitative, I mean, you're talking about rogue the radio, it's simply a measurement of rogue, and based on that, we want to say that people have some sort of smith of the das or something that, right, right. When it comes to base, then we're talking about a hurrah. But we're not saying rubo kukulo, meaning that the hurrah is a hurrah, that if you have the majority,
mm-hmm.
I determine what the hakra is going to be, not because that's rubo kukulo, but that's because those are the principles of decision. I mean, that's not
right,
a different type of robe. It's not a robe that's...
No, it's not a different type of robe. The robe is being utilized differently.
Right.
Yeah. Right. 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 Over there, one could have said, and one could have answered the kasha by saying that in robe, it's shaping the das. The das is based on what most people think. So that Tosha probably didn't take that route.
Right,
and a Hanavi could have...
Kinds
of robes, right, right.
One type of robe is that here we're trying to determine what people are really thinking. And
right.
This is my quality of robe. Robe determines not that this is a...
But he told us, he doesn't even say that. He says it's, that one's more chosh than the other, right? Which is even more mechudishdik, because he's saying that when Shmuel says, ha-moitz mechavel v'rayit, so you don't go b'saroiv, it doesn't mean you don't go b'saroiv flatly. Words, what you're saying is Tosus could have said that Enoch Mamacharayv is an unflinching rule, right? And you're right, unrelated, and therefore no exception. And that would be beautiful in the Gemara. It would read well in several Gemaras. The fact that Tosus takes the next step and says, no, the two different kinds of robes. So that means he's going to go back now and say, when Shmuel says Enoch Mamacharayv, doesn't mean every single kind of robe, right? That's also a chiddush. Enoch Mamacharayv, yeah. Okay, so that will, Mr. Shem, leave for next time.